Hello and welcome to another episode of Wrapped Radio. My name is Lindo Buthelezi. In today's episode, I'll be talking about getting out of your own way, as well as finding the courage to share your work and ideas. We're well into the second half of the year. Well done for making it this far, and I hope the first 6 months have been good to you. Personally, I can say that the first 6 months of 2019 have been some of the roughest that I've had in a while. But in saying that, it doesn't mean that there's been an absence of sweet lessons or experiences. I feel like the past 6 months of 2019 have been a period of transition where I've been challenged to look at and rethink some of my habits and beliefs and the ideas that I hold about myself and life in general. And I think that's also one of the reasons that I decided that I wanted to talk about getting out of your own way, because from personal experience and from speaking to some of my friends who are creating amazing things, is that a lot of us have ideas. Some of us have stories, we have movies, plays, or whatever type of work that we want people to see. But a lot of the time, the fear of starting, it could be the fear of being seen, it could be the fear of so many things that we have and experience. These fears that keep us from just putting ourselves out there. And a lot of the time we spend months procrastinating, even years sometimes, putting projects off that we know we're supposed to finish and share with the world, but we're just afraid of what things could be. And as a person who finds it hard to put myself out there both on and offline, this episode is as good for me as it is for anybody who's listening and who knows that they have whatever form of work or ideas that they'd like to share with other people, but they're too scared to do so. So towards the end of June, I pulled out my journal to take stock of the past 6 months, and I reflected on the things that I promised myself I would start doing, number one, keep doing, and share more of in 2019. And well, one of the biggest commitments that I made to myself was that I was going to be sharing more of my ideas, work, and self with others both on and offline. And the biggest example that I can think of right now for me sharing myself online and sharing my experiences online is through my Instagram stories. I never used to be an Instagram story girl, but I have really worked and made an effort to become, to start sharing my experiences, and I've really enjoyed it. I've had fun. I love to share my fitness journey with my followers, and I really have enjoyed sharing my experience with my experiences, some of them personal, some of them work-related, with the people who do follow me on Instagram. And like I've said before, I do understand that it can be daunting to share your ideas and your work online for other people to consume and to even criticize. But in the same breath, I do also understand and have experienced that it can be a rewarding experience, not just for yourself, but for the people who are following you and for the people who actually do engage with your content. I think we all know of somebody or people who have done something or have shared something online or have shared their work across platforms and have really changed other people's lives. I'm going to use personally the example of Kris Jenner. And it doesn't matter if you love or you hate the Kardashians, but honestly, I feel like if that woman never decided to share almost every aspect of her family's life, I mean, where would they be today? Honestly, where would the Kardashian-Jenner clan be today if Kris Jenner never made that decision? And I'm not saying that we're all going to become the Kardashians or the Jenners, but it just goes to show that the power of sharing what you have with other people can really go a long way. So over the weeks, as I've been thinking about this topic and preparing for this specific episode, I made a list of the things that I believe it takes to start sharing your work with other people and finding confidence in doing so. So the first thing is passion. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, I think it's worth sharing. So if you're passionate about cooking, if you're passionate about poker, if you're passionate about whatever it is, you can share it. And there are so many ways now that you can share your passions with people, which is great. And I recently watched a video with this guy. I can't remember what his name is, but he had his friend record him being wrapped around in sandwich wrap. That was the one video that I watched. And the other video of his was him filling a room with 1 million pieces of Lego. And like, to me, that is like silly, you know, but to 12 million people who watched his video, that is captivating content. And he was passionate about that, and he decided he was going to put it up online for people to consume. So it doesn't matter what, if you feel like your passion isn't good for some people, it's not going to be good for everybody. There are certain people that it's going to relate to. The second thing is giving yourself the permission to start. I think whether it's your first post, whether it's your first podcast, I think, you know, a lot of the time, a lot of us don't start because we believe that we have to be perfect. And perfectionism is an illusion. Perfectionism is not going to help you. So just give yourself the permission to start, and you will look back in a year, you'll look back in maybe 2 years and maybe cringe at the things that you created then. But that will just be an indication of your evolution and your growth as whatever. Like I look back at some of the articles that I wrote a year or 2 years ago, and I think to myself, oh my gosh, I can't believe people paid me for these. But I can do that now because I know that I've evolved as a writer. And I'm not saying in any way that I've arrived, but it's just that I have improved because I've been practicing for so many years. And then the third thing that I would say I believe it takes to start sharing your work with people is having a community that supports you. And that doesn't necessarily mean your friends. Your friends aren't always going to be that community that you need to support you, but I think it's really important to surround yourself with people who are going to keep you accountable, number one. And for people, surround yourself with people who are also, who also understand what it's like to try and to fail and to succeed at something and succeed at sharing whatever they have with the world, or creating content, or whatever. If it's like writing a play and having the play being shown at a theater, or whatever the case is. So it's really important for you to surround yourself with people who are like that, so that you know that it's okay, and it's okay to fail, and it's going to be fine. You're going to be okay. So I recently watched the video by Gary Vee. And in this video, he was sharing some of the common excuses that he's heard from people as to why they don't share anything on social media or want to put themselves out there. And these really resonated with me because I've used these excuses in the past and I still use them now. And the first one is that I'm not interesting enough. I really like his response in this video because he says that you're a person and people are interesting. And I feel like everybody is interesting. Everybody has a story that nobody else has, or has a story that nobody else can tell the way they do. So we're all interesting. And some people have said they're not creative. And also, every single person is creative. Everyone has the potential to be creative. Your creativity might not look like the people's that you follow, or the people around you, but you are creative in essence. And the last one, and I think the one that I hold on the most tightly to, is that I don't have a massive following. And I think that ultimately all of us are influencers, whether you have 10 people across all platforms following you, or you have 10 million people following you, and you can get those, you can get 10 people to do whatever you are asking them to do, or you are showing them, and they, you get people to respond. You are an influencer ultimately. So I also went to Google, because I like to get definitions of words, and I went and I researched what the word influence is, because you shouldn't let the number of followers determine whether or not you're going to put your work out there for people to consume. So the definition, the Google definition of the word influence, is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development or behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself. So ultimately, if you can get people to do something or to act in a certain way, to change a certain outcome, then you are an influencer, and that shouldn't stop you from doing what you know you need to do. So with all of that said, and now that we are moving towards the latter part of the year, I hope that you will take your ideas, you will take whatever you know you're supposed to do, take all the projects maybe that have been abandoned, or the projects that you know you need to start, and start them and put yourself out there in whatever way you need to put yourself out there. Because in essence, your ideas and your skills or whatever you know you have is a gift, and those gifts are for other people to enjoy, and they are of service to other people. So you need to use those gifts and not hide them because of the excuses or the fear that you feel. And you really will be surprised at how many people will be either looking for what you have to offer, or will just love what you're about. I mean, going back to the guy who filled the room with 1 million pieces of Lego and you got over 12 million views. It just goes to show that there's something for everybody. And if you don't decide to use your gift, you don't know how much of a disservice you're doing to the world. So I hope that you'll get out of your head and you'll get out of your own way and start taking action between now and the end of the year. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please rate it and subscribe to the podcast, and I look forward to catching you on the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.